I heard Henry Lounsbury of Ammeter after his team wins a thrilling semifinal. Henry, I mean, what a game. How are we feeling?
Feeling good. You know, it was really, really fun game. You know, we went down a half and, you know, we came back and we scored right away and it was fun. So.
You're down 6-0 at the half. You know, and as a quarterback, a lot of things run through you. You guys come out and you score in the second half. What adjustments were made? What did the offense do differently?
You know, our offense wasn't getting much in the first half, and, you know, being able to, like, keep running and, like, you know, grinding it out, because, you know, it's not going to be easy. It's not going to be easy at all. So, you know, you're going to get all 48 minutes of us. So,
speak to what you were able to do well within the offense today.
You know, running the ball, we ran the ball really well today. You know, I mean, passing was difficult. You know, that's how it's going to be when you get down to the top four teams. But, you know, I think we ran the ball really well, and that's a lot of what we succeeded from. So.
Get a chance to play for a state title next week. How does that sound? How does that feel?
Oh, it feels awesome. You know, it's really special, you know. You know, everybody's been kind of doubting us since week four once we lost. And, you know, coming back to get to the state championship is so special.
Henry, congrats.
Thank you.
I hear Christian Williams of Ammeter after his team wins a thrilling semifinal. Christian, let's start with the obvious. You're playing for a state title. How does that sound? How does that feel?
It feels great. We just know that our whole team is working really hard for this, and we push for the full 48 minutes for the whole game. Yeah.
You know, tight game. How fun was it to be a part of a game like this today?
You know, it's a lot of fun. That's what football is all about, just fighting till the end. And we just fought the whole way through, and we were able to come out with the win tonight.
Let's talk about your game. You know, offensively, you know, they are really good defensively, and, you know, so maybe you guys struggle a bit offensively, but you did just enough, you know, and you had two rushing touchdowns. Tell me about it.
It's a lot. They were a pretty tough team. You just have to find the holes, make sharp cuts, and just fight hard for yards.
What were you seeing? What were you doing with the ball in your hand today?
Mostly just trying to hold onto the ball. I fumbled once, but it's fine. And I was just looking for holes, being able to cut off my O-line. They had some really good holes too.
Felt like the story today was the defense. Obviously, you were a part of that. Speak to, you know, what that group did well today.
Everyone did their job right. We contained the quarterback, contained the running back. We let up some big plays, but we were able to fight through the adversity, come out with the win today.
On to a state title game. What's it going to take?
Again, a lot of hard work, little to no mistakes, and just fight with all we got, just like we did today.
Christian, congrats. I hear Tate Doggett of Ammeter. What a game he played defensively to help his team win a state semifinal. Tate, I imagine you're tired, but other than that, how are we feeling?
Good, yeah. Feels good to win. We knew it would be a tough game, obviously, going into halftime down six. We knew we could battle back, and it was just a good competitive game.
The defense was phenomenal today, and obviously you're a big part of it. Tell me about what you guys did and kind of the game plan today.
Yeah, obviously they got a great quarterback. We knew we had to contain him, and just as Trudeau always says, no big plays. And if we minimize the big plays, you know, we're going to put ourselves in a good spot.
Yeah, it felt like he was never really able to get comfortable, and, I mean, you guys brought a lot of pressure to him. What did you feel like you guys did well today defensively?
I think our D-line did a great job just putting pressure on him. DBs did a good job staying in coverage, and just overall was a great game defensively.
You know, the turning point was that interception and then the long highlight reel run that I'm sure your friends will show you many times for years to come. Take me through that play.
Yeah, honestly, just don't fumble it is pretty much what I was thinking, just with my left hand. But, yeah, it was a big play, and I'm just lucky to be in that spot.
Yeah, I know, you know, you've had the injury throughout the year, and you're playing with the cast. Speak to kind of what this year has been like for you to have to work through that and come back and still be a big part of things.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to watch when you're on the sideline, but I knew my guys got my back, and I knew we'd be here in the playoffs where I could come back, so it's just been a good season.
Not many people probably can understand the challenge of, you know, playing football kind of with just one arm. Speak to that.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot different. I would say it was more challenging first game back, getting used to it, but I feel like from then on, just don't think about it. I still got my fingers. I mean, it's not that big of a deal. It's good.
On to a state title game. I mean, tell me about that.
Yeah, I mean, we've been here before. Coaches have been here before, so they're going to know how to prepare us, and we're in a good spot right now.
Tate, awesome job today.
Thanks.
All right, Coach, you know, what a win today, and you guys get a play for another state title. I guess just, you know, thoughts and feelings on the victory.
Just really kudos to our kids with how they just continued to fight for the full 48 minutes. That's kind of been our mantra getting into the playoffs is we know we're going to face some really good teams and some really adverse situations, and we just need to keep playing the next play, and our kids have done that.
Down six at the break, outscore them 14-0 in the second half. What changed in the second half?
We didn't turn the ball over, and we didn't give up any big plays. And really, the first half boiled down to a lot of really great defense, and hats off to Osage. They've got a great defense and some really great players over there, and their offense makes you hold your breath as a defensive coordinator every snap. But, you know, that first half boiled down to a turnover, and then they hit a big play on a little bit of a busted coverage, and our kids understood that, you know, we were playing really well against a really good team, and we just needed to go out and play just a little bit better.
You know, offensively did just enough in the second half. Speak to what you like from the offense.
I liked how we controlled the tempo of the game and the game clock and time of possession, and I think that really turned the pressure back on to the other team. Anytime you can do that and control possession that well, and so, you know, just really applaud our offensive line. You know, they've had a hard go of it sometimes this season, but they really stepped up in the biggest moment today and really gave us a chance to run the football effectively.
You'd mentioned, I mean, this was a defensive game. Speak to how awesome the defense was today.
Yeah, I mean, you hold an offense like that to 6 points, and, you know, that's a feat. You know, yardage is one thing, and I don't really look at yardage. I look at points on the scoreboard. And our kids have buckled down when teams have gotten typically in the red zone on us, or when we've had to make a stop, we've made stops, and that was the case today. When we needed to make a stop, I thought, you know, especially coming out of halftime, that first possession of the second half, not only did we get a stop, but we changed field position right away. I thought that was huge for us, and so, you know, our defense really stepped up.
What can you say about Tate Doggett and what he was able to do today?
I think he's just loving being able to play. I think he missed, you know, being out there with his teammates and classmates, and he missed playing for 4 weeks or 5 weeks, whatever it was, and he just wants to play ball.
Chance to play for another state title. I know it's something in talking to you that you guys never take for granted. For this group to have this opportunity, what does that mean?
Yeah, I mean, you know, before the season started, we knew we had some talent. It was just figuring out how to fit the pieces together. And then with the way the season's, we played a really tough schedule. I mean, we had a playoff qualifier, two playoff qualifiers in 3A, one that went to quarterfinals, a quarterfinalist in 1A, and then our district was really tough to start. And so we had to find ourselves through a lot of fire. You know, for the kids to continue to improve throughout the season, I think is what you know, exhibits or what best characterizes this team, I want to say.
And lastly, Coach, you know, I mean, every time you get a chance to play for a state title or even win one is special, but for this group, what would it mean?
It'd mean we'd win the fifth state title in Van Meter history. So we're not going to make it any more or any less. And, you know, whoever we're going to play next Friday is going to be a really, really good team. We know that. And we're going to have to come and play for another 48 minutes.
Coach, congrats.
Thank you very much.